Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reading Assessment Done, read by Stephanie Stoller and Kate Wynn, is a professional education book centered on literacy assessment, instructional decision-making, and the practical application of the science of reading. Positioned within the Science of Reading in Practice series, it is designed for teachers and school teams who need a clear, usable approach to understanding student reading performance. Rather than treating assessment as a compliance task or a confusing collection of tests, the book frames it as a tool for better teaching. Its core purpose is to help educators use evidence-based assessments to screen students, diagnose specific reading needs, and monitor progress over time. Public descriptions consistently emphasize its classroom focus, including practical tools, sample forms, and realistic scenarios that connect assessment results directly to instruction. In that sense, the book belongs to the growing field of implementation-oriented literacy texts that translate research into everyday school practice, especially for educators working within an MTSS structure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assessment as a practical driver of reading instruction. One of the book's central contributions is its effort to reposition reading assessment as a practical part of daily instructional work rather than a separate technical burden. Public descriptions of the book repeatedly stress that it helps teachers use assessment to improve outcomes for all students, which suggests a strong focus on usability and clarity. The underlying message is that assessment matters most when it helps teachers make sound instructional decisions. In this framework, data is not collected for its own sake. It is used to identify where students are thriving, where they are struggling, and what kind of support is most appropriate next. This is especially important in reading, where students can appear generally behind while actually having very different underlying needs. A practical assessment approach helps teachers move beyond broad labels and toward more precise teaching responses. The book appears to address a common problem in schools, namely that educators are often overwhelmed by too many measures and too little guidance on how to act on results. By simplifying that connection between data and instruction, the book aligns with a broader professional need in literacy education. It presents assessment not as a detached science, but as an essential routine for teaching reading more effectively. Secondly, using screening, diagnosis, and progress monitoring in a coherent system. A major theme associated with the book is the coordinated use of screening, diagnostic assessment, and progress monitoring. These three functions are widely referenced in public summaries of the text and together form the backbone of a coherent assessment system. Screening serves as an early check to identify which students may need additional support. Diagnostic assessment then helps clarify the nature of a student's reading difficulty so instruction can be targeted more accurately. Progress monitoring allows teachers to see whether intervention or instruction is producing improvement over time. The value of the book lies in treating these not as isolated activities, but as connected stages in a meaningful process. In many schools, assessment can become fragmented, with different tools administered for different reasons and little integration across them. A coherent system reduces that fragmentation and helps teachers understand what each type of assessment is for. This structure also supports better decisions about intensity and responsiveness of instruction. Because reading development depends on timely intervention and accurate interpretation of student performance, a linked model of screening, diagnosis, and monitoring is especially important. The book's practical orientation likely helps teachers distinguish among these purposes and avoid both overtesting and vague conclusions. Thirdly, alignment with the science of reading and foundational literacy skills. The book is clearly positioned within the science of reading conversation, and that placement matters for understanding its approach to assessment. In current literacy discourse, the science of reading emphasizes evidence from research on how reading develops and what instructional components are essential for skilled reading. A book on assessment within this tradition is likely concerned with whether students are developing the foundational abilities that support successful reading growth. Public descriptions do not provide a detailed chapter map, so it is safest to say that the book appears to help educators use evidence-based measures in ways that are consistent with research-informed literacy practice. This means assessment is not treated as generic testing, but as a means of understanding reading development in a structured and instructionally relevant way. The practical value of this alignment is considerable. Teachers need assessments that illuminate instructional priorities rather than produce disconnected scores. When assessment reflects a sound understanding of reading acquisition, it becomes easier to match teaching to need. This also helps schools avoid instructional guesswork. In a crowded field of literacy resources, the book stands out for linking classroom assessment to a well-established evidence base while still emphasizing concrete application. That balance makes it especially relevant for educators seeking both research alignment and usable procedures. Fourthly, MTSS as the organizational framework for supporting all readers. Another important topic is the book's use of MTSS, or multi-tiered system of supports, as a framework for reading assessment and intervention. Stephanie Stoller is publicly associated with MTSS work, and descriptions of the book indicate that this framework is central to its design. In an MTSS model, assessment is not merely about documenting student performance. It helps schools organize support across levels of instruction, from strong core teaching for all students to more targeted and intensive interventions for those who need them. This gives the book a systems-level relevance beyond individual classrooms. It suggests that the text is useful not only for teachers, but also for interventionists, coaches, and school leaders who need shared processes for identifying needs and responding effectively. MTSS also encourages educators to think preventively. Instead of waiting for long-term failure, schools use assessment data to act earlier and more precisely. The likely strength of the book is that it translates this broad framework into practical steps that educators can actually implement. That matters because MTSS is often endorsed in principle but difficult to operationalize in literacy practice. By connecting assessment functions to tiered support, the book helps readers see how data can guide both instruction and intervention in a coordinated, student-centered way. Lastly, teacher-friendly tools, forms, and scenarios that reduce assessment overload, a defining feature of the book based on consistent public descriptions, is its use of sample forms, realistic classroom scenarios, and examples that tie instruction directly to assessment results. This emphasis is important because one of the biggest barriers to good assessment practice is not lack of commitment, but lack of manageable tools. Teachers often understand that data should inform instruction, yet struggle with the day-to-day mechanics of collecting, interpreting, and acting on that data efficiently. By including practical supports, the book appears to bridge the gap between theory and execution. Forms and templates can make complex processes more consistent, while realistic scenarios help educators picture how assessment works in actual classrooms rather than idealized settings. This applied design likely makes the book especially useful for frontline teachers who need decision support, not abstract advocacy for data-driven instruction. The value of such materials is that they make good practice repeatable. Instead of relying on intuition alone, educators can use structured tools to identify patterns, plan next steps, and communicate with colleagues. In a professional market full of broad literacy advice, this implementation focus is a meaningful differentiator. It signals that the book aims not only to persuade readers that assessment matters, but to help them do it well under real school conditions. In conclusion, reading assessment done right is best suited for classroom teachers, reading specialists, interventionists, instructional coaches, and school leaders who want a more dependable way to connect literacy assessment to action. It is especially useful for educators working in schools that are adopting science of reading principles or strengthening an MTSS approach, because it appears to translate those large frameworks into manageable classroom and school practices. The practical benefits are clear. Readers can expect guidance on how to think about assessment purposes, how to use data to identify student needs, and how to connect results to better instruction and intervention. Just as important, the book seems designed to reduce the confusion and overload that often surround school assessment systems. That alone makes it valuable in a field where many educators are given data without enough support for interpretation. What helps the book stand out is its balance of research alignment and direct usability. Many literacy books lean heavily toward theory or toward isolated classroom tips. This one appears to occupy the stronger middle ground, offering an evidence-based framework while also providing tools and examples that teachers can use. For readers seeking a clear, implementation-oriented guide to reading assessment, it fills a practical and timely need. If you would like to support Stephanie Stoller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.